Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. And you're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Write it down, so I have to keep telling you, or better yet, you can find it on the website. You can find it on our app. Yeah, we actually have an app. If you go to the app, what you'll find out, or what you'll hear, or what you'll come to know, is that everything about the show, and you can get it there. Right? You can get the latest posts. You can watch the show live. You can pick up the classic podcast, as I like to call them. Hey, New York Post put up a piece that I thought was kind of funny. It says, 1 in 5 Americans have confidence that Biden can unite the country. Right? I mean, does that... I'm sorry. It's a stupid way... Does that mean that 80% of the country doesn't think he can unite us? I'm just using theirs. I mean, their numbers. Really, think about it. I wish they wouldn't do so. I think that's hilarious when they do that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just, you know what? If I don't get these thoughts out, I lose them. As I'm perusing stories and reading some of the stuff that you guys send me. And that was interesting, too. Remember, Joe Biden was all for the black community, right? Once they helped the black community, it was harder for the black community. But the first day on the job, right, he fires the Surgeon General, a black, distinguished military man. And what'd he do? Well, I'd like to say he hires a white guy, but not really. A white transgender person. As the Assistant Secretary of Secretary of Health. Think about that. Is he pandering? And if you really cared about the black community, here you had somebody that was, you know, well involved, well engaged, did a great job. I'm sorry, am I allowed to say that because, you know, I'm a white guy? Am I allowed to say that a black man did a great job? Some of you know who know me well. You know I'm playing around with some of this stuff, but it's so asinine with the way that the left does this. This is really the way they think. Really, this is really the way they think. So, you know, all right, cleansing breath to get started again. I saw this post go by too. This is real, by the way. Using big words is another form of white supremacy. Now think about this. Think about this. Blacks who live in urban areas, they don't have the same access to education as whites. This makes them less smart. Now this is written by a white person. This is what I love about this. If you feel the need to communicate like you are a thesaurus, then you're probably a white supremacist. The comment in and of itself is racist. Is it not? Am I missing something here? I'm not being funny, I'm being real. Right? Blacks are less smart because they live in urban areas that don't have same access to education. Who runs those areas? I'm sorry. Chicago, Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco. New York City, who runs those areas, the majority of the seats held, and I mean major majority, are Democrat held seats. And the second, second majority is black. So those cities are run by black Democrats. If the black kids are suffering, then it's the black community's fault. You know why I say that? You can vote them out. You are so afraid of Republicans. You're so afraid of, I don't know, white folks or Hispanic or whatever. I don't know what they've done to you. But you know what? Change it. You change it by voting. And some of you in the black community who I've spoken with who feel like the election was stolen, don't let them do it again. It's really that simple. Don't let them do it again. But isn't it funny how these woke people don't even realize what they're spewing out of their mouth is racist? I'm sorry, black people are too dumb to, you know, get educated or to whatever. Right? You're too dumb to figure out where to get a driver's license. You're too dumb to figure out, where to go and vote. So they got to do, Democrats have to do everything for you because you're just too dumb. And those aren't my words, you know that. Somebody will probably take it and try to spin it around, but that's okay. Right? That's the words of the party itself, in their actions. You heard Joe say a little while ago, for some odd reason, they got to speak in that black city slang because you're too dumb to understand plain simple English. At least that's what they think. Right? And black communities in the city, whatever, they have dumbed down the test. They have dropped, in some cases, the exit exam because you're too dumb to pass it. We don't want you to feel bad. We'd rather have you feel bad later on when you go to get a job and you can't even read the employment application. That's much better for you. Does anybody see this? I mean, I know a lot of you guys do, but you see what I'm saying here, right? I hope you're not one of these parents, because I'm going to insult the crap out of you in a minute. If you're one of those parents that runs over, does everything for little Johnny or little Susie because you're afraid that they're going to get frustrated, they're going to get aggravated, they're going to get hurt because they can't get, then you're the problem. You push the kids along. You encourage them to try harder. You know, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, I was reading a book on parenting and the differences between dad and mom. The natural differences that strengthen children. And in some cases, we have groups in homes where there's only one parent. That is not the perfect way to do it. Not that the single parents aren't doing a great job. It's not perfect. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Hopefully, California Senator Scott Wilk will be with me. We'll be back in a few.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-7777. 800-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once.
Oh, stop it. You're enjoying the music,
dude.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Real Joe. Real Joe is the way to 855 Real Joe. Anyway, always a pleasure. I mean that sincerely. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you guys hang out. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be watching. You've chosen this one. I'd like to believe that that just shows how smart you are. But that's just me. All right, lots going on. Lots and lots to talk about. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. You know, again, earlier I was talking about how Senator Paul Rand has, just schooled Chris Wallace. But Chris Wallace is not the only one. He's not an idiot, right? And then he had to remind Wallace about Schumer and others and how they speak and the incitement they can get. Look, it works both ways. When you talk about
When you're suppressing those people on the right, the ones that just want freedom, they want proof that it was a fair election, what's wrong with that? By the way, some of you know I am not a sports freak. And this past, did you guys hear that it was like one of the biggest flops ever, the Super Bowl? The ratings hit rock bottom like nothing else. And now with Mark Cuban coming out talking about what he wanted to do in the NBA, he didn't want to play the national anthem anymore. And they wonder why these sports, see, these sports players have got too full of themselves, and it's our fault. How many of you paid $75 for a ticket? And these guys get $60 million a year, $10 million, some of them would be, you know, just outrageous. $150 million 5-year contracts. Are we for real? Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, look at, God bless them, they got a talent, they exploit that talent, people want to see it. Yes, I believe in capitalism, you know, supply and demand kind of thing. But is there ever a point where we start going, I'm not doing it? You can't take, not like when I was a kid, you know, my uncle would take 6 of us, I think, or 7 of us to the ball game. He was a Boston cop. And I think at the time the tickets were like, I don't know, $5, a couple of bucks a piece. You snuck in your own food. You couldn't afford the hot dogs and everything else. Even then, it was not over the top. It was a little pricey. But at least $5 was doable. Right? You save some money. You put a couple of bucks aside and you take all the kids down. But now, it's, you know, like I said, anywhere from 50, I think they have $35 tickets. I don't know. I'd have to ask some of my sports freaks. But you can't just go and have a good time. Have a hot dog and a Coke or Pepsi or whatever. You know, just to have the experience. The football game or the Super Bowl was supposed to be like the game, right? The big deal. It was supposed to be one for the ages. Tom Brady versus the rising star Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, Brady, from my understanding, is usually a ratings booster. Some uniqueness here. I guess there were 25,000 cardboard fans with piped-in cheers. CBS averaged 91 million, you know, TV-only viewers for the Buccaneers blowout of the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Right? That was one of the lowest since 06. And the figure's down below that. Seriously. They're down. They're well down. I think it was less than 30% or something like that of the viewing audience actually watched the Super Bowl. But what I think is telling too, and I hope we're waking up to this, we need to hit them in the wallet. They have no. You know what's really funny? They have no. Even when they say they don't want you to come to their concerts, they're full of crap. I mean, many of them are already multi-billionaires. Thank you very much. So, no, they don't need much more of your money. But they do need your money. They need you to buy their material. Buy their songs. Buy whatever. NBC saw a 50% decline in the audience during the Thanksgiving game. It's usually the biggest day for NFL fans. Right? And even when, you know, they opened it up on TV, they only drew 11, think about this, 11 million viewers. 11 million. They've had, let me see, let me go back to the other numbers. They've been up around 90 million at times during some games. Can you imagine? And now some of the networks are begging to redo their contracts, to rework the contracts because they can't pay for them. This makes no sense to them. So, it isn't the pandemic that is the source of all this aggravation. It's in there, don't get me wrong. But, man, Americans are still patriotic as a whole.
The ones that have, you know, some will say to you, well, you know, they are kind of politicizing the national anthem, and it shouldn't be that way. And why do we play the sports games anyhow? Why? Because the flag and the anthem still stand for the reason why you can have these kind of games. You can make the kind of money these guys make. That's what they don't realize either. If you're in a foreign country, a communist nation, a couple of things. You don't get paid whatever you want to. You don't negotiate. The state tells you what you're going to get paid. And you better play well, because one of two things are going to happen to you. You're either going to end up a short order cook somewhere, and you won't be making it big bucks every year, or you're going to end up dead. Think about it. Think about what's happened in the past to some of these sports players and such in other countries. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'd love to know from somebody, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow with even more of this? There's no name. I mean, tomfoolery from the Democrats. It's really what it is at this point. Right? Now, guess what's happening as we speak? The election board in the election board in Georgia is investigating Warnock for the work that he did with Stacey Abrams' group. Now, she'll deny any knowledge of it, of course. But the Georgia State Election Board is going to continue an investigation into Democrat Senator Ralph Warnock for his work with the voter registration group. The group is founded by no other than Stacey Abrams. They said the board voted on Wednesday to refer the case to the Attorney General's office, which means nothing's going to happen. Joe Bazzini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee and come on in. Very curious. Very interesting. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House prosecutors have wrapped up their impeachment case against former President Trump in his Senate trial. The lead manager, Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin, quoted Thomas Paine's Revolutionary War pamphlet, The Crisis, as he tried to sway reluctant Republican senators.
Everyone who stands with us now will win the love and the favor and the affection of every man and every woman for all time. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered, but we have this saving consolation. The more difficult the struggle, the more glorious in the end will be our victory.
There's only a single charge for Trump in the trial, incitement of insurrection, after a mob of his supporters attacked the Capitol on January 6th. Five people died during the riot, including one woman who was trampled to death by the crowd. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This shit that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Silent,
violent, we are back.
Living it up in the city.
You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. Just be part of the conversation, which will make you part of the solution because you'll have the information you need to actually make a decision that makes sense, to actually make a decision based on information, right? It truly is that easy. It doesn't even require a college degree. Sorry for those of you who have a college degree. Before I finish my other story, this came through. It might even be a couple days old, I don't know. But the California governor actually used the term peasant. Did you hear about this? He was talking about equity being his priority when it comes to the COVID vaccines. He says, we're focused on vaccinating our food workers. Now, think about the road he's going down here, okay? We're focused on vaccinating our food workers, farmers, peasants, and our essential workers safely and as quickly as possible. Now, if you're going up the food chain there, based on the way he thinks, so food workers, I guess they're pretty low in the totem pole. And then the farmers, well, maybe they're just a tad higher than that. I don't know. And peasants? Now, can you imagine, who was it a while back? I don't remember who did it. But a while back, somebody had used the term little people. We're talking about the average person. The guy wasn't a native, you know, U.S. citizen and didn't quite understand the nuances. And those where you have to sit back and you cut them a little slack because you know it's not what they meant. But Newsom will get away with calling the rest of us peasants. And that'll be okay. Can you imagine if a Donald Trump did that? And before Romney was loved, remember he made that comment about, he has a binder full of women or something like that, and they made fun of him. That he had a binder full of people that were qualified to do the job. He had them in a binder, and that just for some reason that teed off the left. Anyhow, back to the election theft in Georgia. Because the local state board now has voted 3-0 to move the case forward with the lone Democrat Dave Worley recusing himself from the vote. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is the chairman of the board, but he generally doesn't vote unless he needs to act. Now, the New Georgia Project has been accused of failing to deliver over 12,000 voter registration applications to the Gwinnett County Elections Office within the 10-day window they were supposed to do it in. Now, Warnock served as the chairman of the organization when the infractions took place. Raffensperger announced the beginning of several investigations in December 2020, including one in the New Georgia Project for allegedly trying to register ineligible, out-of-state, or deceased voters. That doesn't happen. Ask Democrats. Voter fraud is pretty much a misnomer. They'll tell you. Now, they were doing that just before the January 5th Senate runoff. How many did they actually get through? That's what I want to know. Warnock and Democrat Senator John Ossoff won. Their victories in the January 5th runoff gave Democrats a 50-50 split in the Senate, making Kamala Harris the tie-breaking vote. Warnock is up for re-election in 2022 because that's when Senator Johnson Isaacson term is up. He resigned from the seat in 2019, citing health concerns. Kelly Loeffler was appointed to the vacancy in December 2019, ultimately lost to Warnock. Abrams, who is widely credited for helping Warnock and Ossoff's campaigns, started the New Georgia Project in 2014. See, this is what I was telling you guys earlier. They are in it for the long term. They are, what's the term? They are in it to win it. Although they're willing to do anything to win, if you know what I'm saying. She has never, by the way, she has never conceded, speaking of people who have never given up. She still claims today that the Georgia race, her Georgia governorship, was stolen from her. Because what was it, somehow the Republicans stole 52,000 votes, somewhere around there, I don't even know. they're consistent. You have to admit that they are consistent. Right? Good for, what was it? Good for me, but not for thee. Right? You know, they don't have to wear masks everywhere. They don't have to social distance everywhere. We do. They don't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here's what you didn't hear much about. This happened the other day. The rioters, they tried breaking down the door of the Portland Police Association. Where were the Dems on this? Why were they calling out this? These aren't MAGA people. Right? These were Antifa. Remember, Antifa are the black and whites. The MAGA guys are red and white. Rioters attempted to break down the door at the Portland Police Association building. A protest developed near the North Lombardi Street and North Campbell Avenue, where the participants tried to break down the door of the Portland Police Association. Right? And the police, Portland police, said they're monitoring the situation. Why are you monitoring it? Why aren't you there cracking heads? See, a protest is when you get the signs, and you're chanting, and you're being irritating, and you're lying to people as you're marching. I'm okay with that. A riot is when you try to break down the doors because you're going to burn down a building, smash the windows. Remember the days when you'd see that stuff happening in Venezuela and other places? You go, thank God it doesn't happen here. Hello? It's here. And still, the Democrat elected in Portland is still allowing them to do what they're doing. With all the damage that they did. Why? Because you guys reelected him again. You put him back in office. You basically said to him, we love the job you're doing. You're back in. Ain't cool. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There was a, some kind of press release, something put out. So to those participating in a protest, this direction is being given over loudspeakers. Stay on the sidewalk. Do not break into the building or violate any other laws. If you do, you're subject to arrest or use of force, including less than lethal weapons. Right? My God. This is like dropping the leaflets that Obama did, that he was going to bomb the place in 2 days. But I mean, seriously, why? These people know that they're breaking the law. They're not stupid. Why do they need 15 warnings before you act on it? You shouldn't need that many warnings. Just act on it. Just do something. Police, an hour or so later, said that all protesters left the neighborhood. Not protesters. You can't call them rioters in one sentence and then call them protesters in another. Just amazing. They left the neighborhood. There was some vandalism to the building, but no arrests were made. No force was used, and no one was injured. Does that make us nice? We're nice people. We're nice police officers. About 15 officers, 3 sergeants, and 1 lieutenant were pulled from the patrol duties to respond to the event. 15. So you had almost 20 people pulled out of another community to deal with this. Isn't that great? I'm Joe Massini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. This is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, get informed. Seriously. You know, I know we got a lot going on. Everybody's got a lot going on. But, man, unless you get engaged. You know, it's funny. For years, you guys would, you know, I get emails from some of you and, Joe, I got a business to run. Joe, I got this. I'd love to be involved like you are, but I've got this going on. I got my favorite one is somebody said to me, you know, a good friend of mine. I got to sell cars, right? just all kinds of crazy stuff. But what's happening now? You guys that have, and I know that you don't all listen, but. My friends that have restaurants, I can't get involved. I mean, God, I got to fill booths. Well, you're not filling booths now, are you? Right? You're under a dictator here, and you can't fill booths now, can you? Right? Some of you car dealers that I know, some of you on a national level, yeah. Well, how you doing? You see, when the Democrats get a hold of the economy, look at them. Look at what they do. Look at what's going on in California, New York. And they're so delusional. They actually think they're doing a great job. And the people that are leaving their states, they're undesirables. They don't want them there anyhow, according to them. Right? I mean, just listen to them. Next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about delusional. We're going to talk a little bit about the, in the 77-page impeachment document, the Dems were able to come up with 75 lies. Now, I'm not going to do all 75. We'll do about 10 of them. But you won't be shocked. There's just no way. If you're shocked by these things, there's something else wrong. Because this is the way they operate. This is the way they've always operated. You ready for this one? Democrats now want to classify conservatives as terrorists. Right? So if we can classify them as terrorists, then they can physically remove them from office. And they've got the numbers to do it. It shows you how sick they are. They don't care what you want. So the Republicans that handily, won their seats, according to the Democrats, you people voted for them are just too darn stupid to know and or understand. Right? Think about it. It's just amazing. They know, it's what I've been saying, they know better than you. And, some people think that Trump has been forced into exile at Mar-a-Lago. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. I think he's doing somewhat of what the attorneys are telling him to do. I think he's smart enough to know he needs to lay low till this is over. Not hide. Because anything they say, anything he says, they're going to hold up and go, see, he's still doing it. But now, the left has declared war on every one of his supporters. Anybody who carried a Trump flag, banner, hat, whatever, they're coming after. They see conservatives as a cancer to progressive socialism. And they've got to be cut out. They've got to be moved along. They're sick people. California Democrat Jake Speier, he tweeted out what's on every progressive's mind. He said, the Republicans have been calling Democrats the radical left. Time to call the Republicans the terrorist right. Wow, that's interesting. This shows you they use a different dictionary, thesaurus, whatever, than we do. I say that because aren't they the ones that were promoting violence? They were the ones telling people to go get in our faces, go drive us out of restaurants and other places. Most of the Hollywood celebrities who take themselves so, why do we call them celebrities? I mean, at this point, there's probably some really good ones, but they're a bunch of fools. They take themselves so seriously because they have money. That's what money does to some people. They take themselves so seriously that they think the entire world revolves around their, 140 character tweets. And just because they have all these followers, remember, a lot of these followers are young people, haven't really got into this yet. Everything that person says is cool because they want to be cool. There's an exception. One Tree Hill, actress Sophia Bush, she kept her opinion to a simple agreement. It's been time. Rank-and-file socialists were quick to gang up against the deplorable conservatives. It's just amazing. They jump on these people. They can't get any work. The founding fathers lost their lives in some cases. Families, homes, businesses. All conservatives are being painted with the same broad brush. Right? The Democrats are trying to put everybody in the exact same mold as Donald Trump. What's the problem with that? So he was gruff. He said some nasty stuff at times, things he probably shouldn't have said. Democrats are way worse. Their leadership has said far worse things than Donald Trump has ever said. They've alluded to far worse things than Donald Trump ever did. And they never had the successes that Donald Trump had. Never. When it comes to minorities, blacks, women, never had the success he had. They couldn't pull together peace in the Middle East, but Donald Trump was able to do it. And they'll upset that peace just to prove it. Just to prove how bad he was. Just to prove how nasty he was. You know, you talk about somebody who's willing to throw away America, willing to throw away our principles, willing to trample on the things that we stand for. The Democrats are all in. Anything to regain and hold power. Anything. You know, I would love it. I would, you know, I've been saying I don't want Trump to start a new party. Read an article that said, you know, 67 to 70% of Republicans would jump ship because of how bad Republicans have done. I mean, I don't know. If we don't make a move, if we don't do something, the two-party rule is going to kill us. It's going to destroy this country. Washington knew, I mean, many of our founding fathers didn't want parties to speak of because they knew it. They knew, Washington knew that people would become, you know, totally loyal to their party as opposed to the country. The country would become second, and it did. Funny how, you know, I don't even really play around on Twitter or anything anymore. It's not worth the time and the effort. The, you know, calling Republicans terrorists, that doesn't put them in danger. Some called them the American Taliban. Right? The deplorables. I mean, they're talking about hunting these people down. But that's okay. Somehow Twitter doesn't seem to, it doesn't seem to bother Twitter at all. Entertainment industry superstars pulled down big bucks for their ability to shape into whatever role they play, right? I always say they get paid to lie. Think about it. So now they think that anything they say is truth and we should act on it. The problem is that they're sick. They think that they have all the answers because why? They have money. It's just crazy. Truly crazy. You know, comedian Billy Eichner, he was talking about conservatives, for example. He swore about Trump, well, you know, blank Trump, blank his whole family, blank anyone that chose to work with him, and blank every single Trump voter. They must be eliminated. That's still up on Twitter. Right? And this is, when this stuff went up while he was president, where was the Secret Service? Right? Christy Teague, model, said the rest of us need to make sure this never happens again. What never happens again? That women see the lowest unemployment rate, blacks see the lowest unemployment rate, Hispanics see the lowest unemployment rate since it's been looked at or recorded. We must make sure that never happens again. You see, we must make sure that we stop the Chinese from taking advantage of us. We must make sure that never happens again. Right? We must make sure that we never become dependent on ourselves in the oil world. No, can't have that happen. Got to make sure that the countries that hate us sell oil to us. We have to make sure that when it comes to pharmaceuticals, that we don't have control of our pharmaceuticals, that the Chinese can hold them out on us like they tried to do recently. They don't see any of this. Remember the days when Joe Biden said, hey, come on, people, China, we're going to eat their lunch. Not so much anymore, Joey B, huh? Don't see your host. You'll see the real side. A lot more coming up after the break, top of the hour. Go heat up your coffee and come on back.